Joe and Mike, buildassetsonline.com. Today, we're coming at you with five reasons why you need to start dropshipping in 2024. There's no time like the present, Mike. Let's get right into it. We've been talking about this for years and years and years, and it still remains the same. But I want to start this with a quick disclaimer. We are talking about high ticket dropshipping using Google Ads and SEO or search engine optimization. We are not endorsing low ticket TikTok, Instagram, any sort of social media nonsense that all the flashy gurus with the Lambos are talking about on YouTube. These videos just keep popping up. Everyone talking about the same thing. No one has any experience, hasn't been dropshipping for, I don't know, the 6-7 years that we have. It's just fluff. It's just fodder. It's just whatever other words you can think of. It's constant. So that's the quick disclaimer. And the truth is that this is one of our stores. We've been doing this business model since 2015, and seen nothing but sustainability and growth over the years for us and for our students. Again, this is just one of our stores. We've sold 5 stores, 6 stores. I don't even know, meaning that we ran the stores, sold them to someone else, and got a 30 to 40x exit, maybe a 25 to 40x exit on our monthly profits for that store. And we've done over $1 million in just straight selling the stores. So,
and we'll get right into that, Joe, as far as, you know, how long it takes and the advantages of building a high ticket dropshipping store. But you talked about low ticket. Nobody doing low ticket is going to show you results like this. And probably not many people doing high ticket are going to have results that they could show you like this. Actually, literally 7 years of not consistent results, but growing results and transparency of actually being in the trenches with high ticket dropshipping year after year after year and knowing, learning how to make advancements. So this is what we're going to talk about, right? All other businesses require expertise and take way too long. So Joe, I'll let you talk about this niche site and blogging example.
Yeah. So this is basically, you may have heard of this. You're writing articles and you're referring people to Amazon products. You're making money with display ads. This is blogging, niche sites, whatever. This is not a business model you want to get into in 2024. The age of AI has made this business model really, really profitable for some. And we'll save that for another episode. We've done several episodes on that. But for the beginner, this is not something you want to get into. You know, you're just going to be a little mouse going into the lion's den, getting crushed. And that's the truth. Actually, you could do this business model, but you need to start with high ticket dropshipping with building a site the way we teach you, because that is really the easiest way to succeed at this business model in 2024. You can't do it the old fashioned way. We've done many, many episodes on this. Mike, why don't you talk about social media marketing agency? Because this is something that's come up a few times. And this always cracks me up.
Does this come up? Who asked about this? People.
I've had several students ask about this. I see videos about this, about forming a marketing agency. It's very, very right. popular.
So I guess before I do that, we're saying all this. We're talking about dropshipping. Assuming the person watching this wants to make money online so that they can – you know, have some sort of freedom in their life, whether it is about quitting their job or, you know, some people do want to travel. Some people do want the Lambo. And so we're kind of getting into common ways people would make money online that could actually produce real income. But when you're starting out, how are you going to form a social media marketing agency? What do you know about social media marketing? What do you know about running an agency? What do you know about getting clientele, retaining clientele? There's so many different skills you have to stack up on top of each other in order to make this work in any short amount of time versus high ticket dropshipping. You don't need a name already. You don't need, you know, to even know how to build a website that well. You don't need to know how to generate social proof. All you're doing is you're finding a domestic supplier with, you know, we're in the US. So we'll find a supplier in the US selling an expensive product. So we're going to make hundreds of dollars or thousands of dollars per sale. And we're just running ads for those products. So you don't need to learn how to get somebody to be interested in social media marketing, sell them on something that you're not even prepared to know how to do. You don't have experience doing it. It's like the chicken or the egg problem versus such a simple model like high ticket dropshipping. Somebody can jump right in and begin learning the skills of building a real business. And that's the important part. You could start from nothing and begin learning these super important skills that may carry over later to something like having an agency.
Yeah. I know another one I want to talk about. I don't want to talk about this one too much, but YouTube Cash Cow, where you're basically generating YouTube clips of, I don't know, whatever. You could do like true crime, aliens, like sports things, blah, blah, blah. It's really, really, really difficult to break in. Again, you have to have real, real expertise at YouTube to break into this. And again, this is one of those things where you actually have to spend a legitimate amount of money up front before you get any sort of return. You have to get a YouTube channel to 1,000 subscribers and 4,000 viewed hours, I think it is. Sorry if I got that wrong, but whatever it is, it takes a while to get to that point. So you're going to be investing money in this business model for a long time before you see any returns. Again, much like niche sites and blogging, you can make a good amount of money with this, but if you're getting into this as a beginner, you're going into the lion's den. Whereas dropshipping, it's more of a growth process. You know, it's not like when you start spending money on it, if you do everything right, you should have some money coming back. It's not like you're putting money. Oh yes, it's a year and I got my first dollar back. It doesn't work like that. And that's not really what you want to get into as a beginner. You can get into a business model like that once you have some experience and some, you know, a war chest of cash to invest into something. But yeah, you want to do a business model where you start putting in money, you can iterate, get more returns. It's not that just this no money. Okay, I made a dollar.
And going back to this graph, Joe, people, like you talked about, they could sell their dropshipping stores after only running them for a year. You're talking about you do stuff on YouTube or even like Amazon FBA, any of these things that you do, it's going to require an extremely long amount of time before you're even able to like take money out for yourself.
Yeah.
Versus high ticket dropshipping. We just interviewed someone the other week. He ran his store for like a year, year and a half, sold it for over $200,000.
Yeah.
So not only was he cash flowing during his first year, he wound up with something that was actually sellable after only a year.
Yeah.
So that's super important, because when people don't make, you know, enough money or they're not seeing a good return on their time, they get discouraged, they lose momentum, and boom, they're back to the cubicle. And that's what we don't want. We're trying to save people from the cubicle. So here we are. Another reason why people need to start dropshipping is it's the only business model that goes directly to the bottom of the purchase funnel. So what do we mean by this?
So, you know, I see another thing I've seen a lot online lately is using Pinterest to generate sales on like Etsy or Zazzle or your own website or some other marketplace. Now, when people are doing stuff like this, Pinterest is a platform where people are searching for ideas. So they may be at the top of the funnel here, awareness and interest. So they might be searching for like gift ideas for, I don't know, their five-year-old kid. So they're looking at, they see a bunch of Pinterest pins, they're thinking, they're organizing. And then they reach the point like, oh, okay, for my five-year-old kid, I want to buy them a swing set. So now they're searching for a swing set. What do? They go on Google. They're like, okay, I want to buy a swing set. I want to buy this brand of swing set. That's where the high ticket dropshipper comes in. And so they've done all their research and now they're ready to spend their money, and you're there ready to take their money and give them a high quality product in return.
Yeah. And this is what we call a low hanging fruit, because when somebody is searching for exactly what you're selling, you don't need to know all these expert level marketing tricks, all these expert level sales tricks to get people to go from the top of the funnel down to the bottom of the funnel. You can just be there and show up with exactly what people want and collect your money. Because getting somebody from the top of the funnel down to the bottom of the funnel is something that is really, really difficult. And people spend their entire lives developing those skills. You think you're just going to go in and compete with people on that? No. If you just learn this basic skill up front, you can get some easy wins, start making some good money, and then you can learn how to go up the funnel and how to actually produce results and bringing people from a higher level of, you know, awareness, whatever, down to a purchase.
Absolutely. Oh, whoa, 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 whoa. All right. Reason number two is that, you know, new niches, products, and industries are popping up all the time, and so many are untapped. There's really no such thing in high-ticket dropshipping as true saturation. I'm always surprised. We saw a student get their first sale the other day in a niche that I've literally never seen before. I think you know what I'm talking about probably, but yeah. You know, there's a lot out there. There truly is a lot out there. And we see new products pop up all the time. And even if you're going into a saturated niche, say like a sauna, you're not, you know, maybe you won't be able to, by the way, we were one of the first high ticket dropshippers to sell saunas back in the day. And it's become, you know, it's one of those super, super saturated ones. But, you know, it's not like you can make zero money in saunas. There's a situation where you can set up your ad account, you know, you're not making tons, but you're spending a little bit and you're getting a sale here and there. What do you think about that, Mike?
Also, the way that you set up your store has an extremely important role in how you avoid saturation. Because yeah, if saunas for some reason aren't as viable or they're not as viable as you want, then you can sell something that's related but also fits within your store. So you're not being forced to make saunas work. And that's the important thing. And so if everybody's going to saunas, there's going to be other pockets that are not being filled. Maybe it's steam generators. Maybe it's something super related or maybe not that related, but you can fit it in your store and it's going to be a completely untapped industry or a completely untapped supplier. And that's where you only need one supplier to completely change the game financially and really make this your full-time gig.
The real point I was trying to make with this, Mike, is that say you were selling something super saturated like a sauna, you know, you can just make, you don't have to dominate the whole market. You can just, you go in there with your pool skimmer, the pool is full of sales, or you go in with like a spoon and you just scoop a little bit. You scoop two sales of sauna sales a month. All right. You know, they're high ticket sales. You make a good amount. And then you go into this other industry that maybe is saturated. Take the spoon, scoop a little bit. That's what I'm trying to say with this, is that there's so many paths to victory here. And that brings me to reason three, which is, you know, I'm always happy in our Discord channel, our private channel, when we have students posting their wins. It always makes, you know, I feel like a proud dad. All my children are, they're grown up. But yeah, I mean, some of our students we've seen some pretty good, pretty good, whatever. It's all relative results. Black Friday, Cyber Monday. We had one guy. Oh, you blanked out their names. That's nice.
We try to keep them.
yeah. One guy hitting 70K for beat Black Friday, Cyber Monday. Another one in Canada, actually. Oh, it's just one day. I'm sorry. 70K in one day on Black Friday. Another one, Black Friday, Cyber Monday, 44K in Canada. In Canada. You know how many people live in Canada? Like none.
Not even 44,000 people in Canada.
Yeah. another guy hit his first 1 million in total sales. Which, you know. Oh, that's this year. He had 1 million in sales this year.
This needs that between 50,000 and over 100,000 in revenue. Yeah. 125,000 it looks like.
I don't know. Can we make this bigger? I feel like I can't see. Oh, God. How do we do this? Another one, 64K, Black Friday, Cyber Monday. It's hard to fit all these on a collage that looks good.
I know. We're boomers, Joe.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, it's still working for our students. We have new students coming in all the time, you know, doing it, making it work. So let's go on reason number four. This kind of ties back into one of the things I was talking about before. If you're trying to do any sort of search marketing online, which is really the most valuable form of marketing, you have to pay to play. You have to pay to play Google. And this is pretty new. I mean, it never used to be this extreme. If you look at the first page of a Google search result, you know, it used to be you typed in something like best standing desk. You would get like a buyer's guide about the best standing desks. Now you look at this whole top of the fold is filled with advertisements. You see four text ads and then shopping ads right here. So this is insane. This is absolutely insane. And you got to pay to play. And high ticket dropshipping, because of the high margins, allows you to pay to play safely without overextending yourself, assuming you set everything up correctly.
Yeah. And I mean, pay to play is how you're going to keep the most consistent results over time. Even when you talk about blogging or you talk about Amazon or even YouTube, these things where you're not paying, you are subject to any algorithm changes. You're subject to whatever the platform wants to do. And so that paying for the result basically ensures consistency year after year.
And look, I'm not saying Google Ads support is perfect, because they're certainly not, but it's a hell of a lot better than Google search support.
Does that even exist?
No.
Can you say, why are my rankings down?
It doesn't exist. And that's the point, is that, you know, you're a customer, you know, they're not going to treat you perfectly. They're not going to treat you like royalty, but at least you're a customer. At least you can get someone to talk to. And that's a world of difference to just playing with the algorithms. That's what I'm trying to say.
When you're doing a blog site, you're doing SEO, you're expecting something for free. And so you have to accept that, you know, the results may vary when you do that versus, becoming a customer is the best way into the good graces of any of these big companies.
Yeah. I mean, if there's one thing they care about, it's their bottom line, which they get from their customers. So.
Absolutely. So reason number five, Joe, is that it gives you the ability to become a rich ghost. The only business model that gives you all of these things: anonymity, low startup cost, a real brand. People are going to be searching for your brand, searching for your store, and a sellable asset. And you're actually developing sales skills. You're developing ad skills. You're developing copy skills. And all these things can carry over. If you don't want to be a rich ghost, you want to be a rich somebody on Instagram, you've got to develop skills at least to know how to write copy, to know how to actually do sales. And so this kind of gives you the in to this world. And from there, the world is your oyster.
Absolutely. So, you know, I want to talk about the downsides, because I think that with any sort of thing online, I truly believe in everything we said here. You know, there was no fluff. There was no, I'm trying to sell you something, so this is the we're not making any of this up. We truly, truly believe in this business model as the easiest business model online to have success, especially, not just even if you're a beginner, but across the board. The more experienced you are, the more you put into it, the more success you can have. It's changed our lives. It's changed a lot of our students' lives. It's just a great business model, but it is a business. And so it doesn't come without downsides. It's not like you're going to come in, click a few buttons, and that's going to be it. So I wanted to touch on these, because I want people to know what they're getting into. So downside number one is that you need to be consistent. You know, you can come in like we have with multiple stores, make 2 weeks, make your first sale. Results may vary. Some people, it might take a month. Some, it might take 3 months. Some, it might take a year. This is all dependent on your individual skill sets, your aptitudes, and some sort of element of luck. But one thing is, you need to be consistent. You need to be consistent. You have to go at it for extended periods of time, 3 months, 6 months, a year, iterate and adapt. I cannot stress this enough. Our students who do well versus our students who don't do well, we see students come in, they stop their ads. They run ads for 30 days, they stop their ads. There's nothing to iterate on. This is an iterative process, much like everything. The other downside is that you need to talk to people. You need to talk to customers until you can hire it out. You need to talk to suppliers until you can hire, you know, not that you'd want to hire that out, but, you know, it's not just going to be like you're in your basement in the dark, just clicking a few keys and money's going to appear. You're starting a real business, so you should expect to do real business activities. That number said, point number four, you need a business license. You need to have a registered entity with whatever location that you're in. But, you know, all these things are good things, because these are barriers to entry. If there was truly a push button system where you clicked a few buttons and then the money just came out of your printer, you know, everyone would be doing that and it wouldn't be work. It wouldn't work and it would become saturated super, super quick. So, you know, I think it's good to embrace these things.
I mean, Joe, what business doesn't require having to do all four of these things?
Exactly.
People need to kind of have good, the right expectations when it comes to, hey, I'm going to build something that I could potentially quit my job over or potentially never have to work a job again.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I mean, these things come with the territory. If you want consistency in your business, you need to be taking consistent action month after month so that you could actually build the skill set, so that you could actually learn the ropes, so you could actually adapt to challenges. I was talking with a personal trainer friend. He said 12 to 16 hours a day in the gym, grinding, trying to get in clients, doing consults and stuff like that. I'm like, you're absolutely nuts. He's like, oh, you don't do the same thing? I'm like, dude, no. And he couldn't understand that, you know, as a business owner myself, I'm not putting in these crazy hours. And it's because we put in the time up front and we've been able to put systems in place to where we can reap, you know, these great benefits. So if these are too much for you, then maybe this is not for you.
Yeah, no. And you know what? It's not for some people. It's not for some people. Some people, the consistency is going to weigh on them. The challenges are going to weigh on them. They just want to be able to get told what to do it and get a paycheck. And there's nothing wrong with that. You know, the world needs people like that as well. So,
right.
You know, that's something, these are the things you want to ask yourself and be prepared for before you get into any online business model, even the one that we love, high ticket dropshipping. But I think, and I truly believe that if you're willing to embrace these challenges, high ticket dropshipping is going to give you the absolute best chance of success. And look, go to buildassetsonline.com. If you're ready to embrace these challenges, where do they go? Because if you're not ready, then don't even bother.
Hey, just go to buildassetsonline.com. Check it out. If you want, book a free strategy call with us and see, yeah, is this for you? Is it going to be too much work? Am I built for this? And so that's it, guys. Hope you like the video. Leave a comment, leave questions. You can take it or leave it. But as always, take it easy.